Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. The MSS crew is back once again, and thanking you for joining us here in the Fred Bertelsen Memorial Old Time Radio Room of RadioOutOfThePast.org. The day's date is Saturday, October 8th, 2016, and this is your MSS host, Luis Jr., assisting with bringing to you yet another exciting edition of Michael's Saturday Night Surprise. Well, folks, here we are, another week in, and as promised, we came back to deliver what you love best, and that is some good old-fashioned old-time radio. Tonight's presenter just so happens to be the man with the license to kill. Yep, Bond, Ron Bond, is back, and he has whipped up a nice little entertaining program for your listening enjoyment. So without any further delays, I would just ask that everyone please sit back, grab your favorite drinks and snacks, and enjoy the program. Ron, the microphone is yours.
Good evening. This is Ron Bond, and welcome to Michael's Saturday Surprise. Tonight, we're going to do something rather interesting. I don't think that we've ever done this before on here. We're going to listen to the Twilight Zone. Yeah, the Twilight Zone on radio. And what we're going to do here is listen to a very interesting program about old radio. New time radio talking about old time radio. Pretty cool. We're going to listen to Static. Static starring Stan Freberg. Great story. And it was fun. I really enjoyed it. And I hope you do too.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Go away.
Ed, you in there?
Yeah. Where else would I be?
Open up. It's me.
Oh, all right.
There he is.
What do you want, Professor?
What do I want, he says.
I was hoping to catch a little nap before supper.
Look what I got here.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
New checkers and checkerboard. That's what. My niece brought them when she stopped by. How about a rematch?
You took all my money yesterday.
Maybe so, but that was the old set.
What difference does it make?
Well, now, some people say there's a field around things, like magnetism. That's the latest research, a kind of memory. You tap into the field, the old pattern repeats, no escaping it.
Huh! A cockamamie theory if I ever heard one.
But this is a brand new game, in more ways than one. That means you've got a chance. Wipe the slate clean. Build new memories. Start from scratch, so to speak. Best 2 out of 3?
Huh.
We'll play for the fun of it. How's that sound?
You gonna talk my ear off if I say yes?
My lips are sealed.
Where?
Well, sitting room's available.
The television's in there.
Well, nobody's watching it. Too early yet.
You sure?
Last time I looked. Of course, the longer we stand here talking...
All right, Professor. You're on.
Good man.
Just give me a minute here.
You got rid of the old radio, I see.
No, I didn't. Just put it down in the basement for safekeeping.
Till you get it fixed, huh?
It doesn't need to be fixed. Works fine.
Oh, I thought... Well, I haven't heard you play it for years.
That's because there was never anything on.
I beg to differ. You know how many stations there are in the U.S.? More licenses than ever. FM as well as AM.
Yes, and none of them worth listening to. Talk shows. Rock and roll.
Well, I don't know what stations you were listening to.
All the same nowadays, it's a disgrace to a radio like that. The craftsmanship. You don't see fine cabinets anymore like that. Wood veneer. And the speakers inside? 12 inches. Bass you could feel. Puts those dinky little jobs to shame.
Too bad it's in storage.
I might just get it out of storage so you can hear what a real radio sounds like, huh?
Of course, you'll need an antenna.
Why? I never needed one before.
Can't get anything upstairs. It's the angle to the transmitter. You see, the radio waves...
Yeah, sure. You'll see, Professor. One of these days, if you're lucky, I might let you listen in.
I look forward to it, Ed. I really do. But for now, how about some serious checkers? Unless you're chickening out.
Not on your life. Let's go.
Heck of a console, I'll give you that. Never saw one quite like it.
Quite a console indeed. No one around here ever saw one like it. Because the radio in question is very special. In its day, circa 1935, it was one of the most elegant models on the market, and it sold for a premium price. Now, with its fabric-covered speakers, its peculiar yellow dial, its serrated knobs, it looks quaint and more than a little strange. Like a survivor from another era. Very soon, Mr. Ed Lindsay, resident of Mrs. Nielsen's boarding house, will find out just how strange when he tunes in to an unscheduled broadcast from the Twilight Zone.
And now, the Twilight Zone and our story, Static, starring Stan Freberg with Stacy Keach as your narrator.
Good news. It was reported today that a cure for the common cold is very close. Reliable sources...
All right, Lance. Move away from the bar. I've had all I can take from you.
Everybody ready?
Whatever you say, Father.
What did you say, Mrs. Nielsen?
Dinner. It's almost ready.
Boy. You hated your father.
Not for a few more minutes. The program isn't over yet.
Well, how about you, Vinny? Any
time at all, Ruth. I'm not particular. Besides, I have my knitting to finish.
Very well, then.
But I understand.
It's pleasant just to sit here, don't you think? All of us together, like a family.
You're going to draw her, ain't you? Now you're a man, Lance.
Your move, Professor.
Face up to the tyranny. How's that?
Your move.
Oh, yes, of course. I got caught up in the television program.
A little late for that.
That's my piece. I'm red, remember? You're black.
You don't say. In that case, I'll move it back and move my man, let me see, here.
Good choice, Professor.
Hmm?
Now all I have to do is da, 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 like so. Gotcha.
My.
Game over.
How'd you do that?
This is no fun. No fun at all.
Did you know green?
Not if I'm the only one paying attention.
That young lady in the evening gown.
Where?
On the commercial. Reminds me of my niece.
For the first time in green. The new natural mint cigarette. The smoke that leaves you smelling like the great outdoors. Cool and green. Like the grass between your toes.
It's a refreshing breath mint.
It's a refreshing smoke.
All in one. I just love a man with green in his pocket.
Yes, green is brought to you in the zipless airtight package for satisfaction, rain or shine. Just reach for the green and stick it in your mouth. You never had it so good.
And neither did I.
Look at that, will you? Right in the kisser.
What's the matter with you, Professor? What's the matter with all you people?
Speak for yourself.
Are you hypnotized? Have you gone out of your blessed minds?
Hey, I was watching that.
Stupid, stupid commercial.
If you don't care for the program, Mr. Lindsay, you can request another channel.
What difference does it make what channel it's on? They're all the same.
And it's a beautiful day at the Green 500. Another lap at number 54. Jeremiah Jones takes the lead.
Jeremiah Jones. My favorite reckless driver.
Oh, can't you see? Little brown jug driving me so crazy. Oh, 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 so crazy.
Little brown jug.
And again, it's hammered.
America's leading vacation development. A spectacular golf course with challenging sand traps, a beach-like atmosphere, rainfall of less than 1 inch.
Fine, if you're a hermit crab.
Soon to be constructed.
What are you doing there? Where's my program?
Right here. Nowhere. And that's where you'll all be if you keep watching this pap.
See here, Mr. Lindsay, you've no call to say a thing like that. If you don't enjoy the programs, you can keep it to yourself. That's the least you can do.
You're right, Mrs. Nielsen. That's exactly what I plan to do from now on. I'm going to find some real programs to listen to. And if I can't, well, I'll listen to nothing.
Well, that does it. No second helpings for him tonight.
Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Mr. Lindsay.
Tommy, come over here, will you?
I gotta get home.
Now, this'll just take a minute.
My mom's got dinner ready.
How would you like to make 50 cents?
Gee, 2 whole quarters?
All right, I'll make it $1. I need your help with something.
Like what?
There's a box down in the basement.
Yeah?
I'm not so good at lifting anymore.
Oh.
Leave your skateboard by the porch there.
Okay.
Careful now.
Yes, sir.
The bulb burned out, but I think there's still enough light.
Where is it?
Over here, by these boxes.
What's that thing, Mr. Lindsay?
That's a radio, boy.
A radio? How come it's so big? Radios are littler than that.
Not this one.
Just to hear music?
Music, yes, and a whole lot more. Stories, scary ones, science fiction, all kinds, and comedies. Jack, Benny, Fred Allen, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Red Skelton, and music. Oh, oh, such great music.
What do you need a big old radio like this for? Just turn on the TV.
TV? This is much better.
Yeah? What's it do?
It does everything a TV does, and then some.
No, it doesn't. Where's the picture?
In your mind, Tommy. In your mind! Now let's just slide it across the floor there and then carry it up the stairs.
Yes, sir. Man, this is heavy. Don't worry, Mr. Lindsay. I got it.
There we go. Good boy. Now, that wasn't so heavy, was it?
Nah. Where are you gonna put it?
In my room. All we have to do now is get it up to the second floor.
Don't hurt yourself.
Not a chance.
Well, now, what have you got there?
What does it look like?
A radio? Is this the one?
Why, I remember that set.
Do you?
I thought you'd thrown it away years ago.
Huh. I never throw anything away that's worth keeping.
Need some help?
No, thanks.
Listen to him, Ed. It's no trouble.
Come on, boy. Let's go. What do you think I'm paying you for?
Yes, sir.
All done. All done. I can take it from here.
Think it still works?
I know it does. They built things to last in those days, boy. Now plug the cord into the wall, will you?
Whew. Huh. Like that?
Perfect. Now let's turn it on.
Tri-City area.
Oh, in his anger.
Hey, that's cool.
Here's your dollar. Now go buy yourself a switchblade.
Thanks. Well, take it easy, Mr. Lindsay.
Yeah, sure, boy. Now, let's see what we can bring in here.
Lieutenant.
Ah, that's more like it. I missed that.
And now, here is Major Bowes.
Now you're talking.
Good evening, friends. On this opening day of autumn, we spin up.
This is station WPDA in Cedarsburg, New Jersey.
Wait, not now. Come on, come on.
Are you in there?
Yeah. Yeah? Perfect timing. Perfect, I tell you. Well, what do you want?
I thought you'd like to know that dinner is ready.
I'm not hungry.
You know how Mrs. Nielsen feels about...
All right, all right. Ever since I can remember, women have been running my life. Do this, do that. Come to dinner.
Frankly, Mr. Lindsay, I don't care if you starve to death. I only want to be sure that it's on purpose, and not because you've forgotten that food is available.
Oh, for goodness sake, I'm not that old yet. And I can't leave you alone for a minute. Not one little minute.
Helen Dixon, a coloratura soprano, a heart
free. There we go. Good old Major Bowes.
Your home is in Mansfield, Helen.
I was born there, Major Bowes. I'm a stenographer for the Sheet and Tin Plate Company.
Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying New York?
I haven't seen much yet, but it looks very exciting. And oh, such handsome men.
Would you please look into the microphone if you will? That's it. All right, a heart that's free. Let it go.
Nice Swiss steak, Mrs. Nielsen.
Very nice, Ruth. You're a good cook.
You don't need to bring the dessert out. I'll get mine in the kitchen.
Now hold your horses, Mr. Bragg. What's the hurry? There's something to be said for a leisurely meal. It aids the digestion.
She's right, you know, Mr. Willoughby.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lindsay!
What?
You're humming at the table.
Was I?
What was that, anyway?
Hmm?
That melody. It went,
Oh, not you, too, Professor.
You remember it? It's called Getting Sentimental Over You.
Oh, yes, yes.
I heard it on the radio a while ago.
That's an old tune, isn't it?
Tommy Dorsey. He was playing it direct from...
Tommy Dorsey, you say?
The one and only.
Direct? That's impossible.
You don't say.
Yeah. He died a few years ago.
What about Major Bowes?
Who?
Major Bowes.
I remember Major Bowes.
Never heard of him.
You wouldn't. Well, he's dead, too. But I heard both Major Bowes and Tommy Dorsey this afternoon, live, on the radio.
Couldn't be.
Bragg, how is it that a man with such a tiny brain can have such a big mouth?
Now, wait a minute.
Please, Mr. Bragg, I think what Mr. Lindsay means, what he intended to say, is that a local radio station was broadcasting recordings of some of the old programs. Isn't that right?
They didn't have tape back in those days.
No, but they had wire, and before that, discs.
And I'll tell you what else they had. Good music. Plays that meant something. Comedians that made you laugh. Magic. Real magic.
I doubt it.
Oh, you do you? You doubt it. Hear that, everybody? Mr. Bragg doubts it. Mr. Bragg, who watches television until his mind turns to oatmeal, until his eyes roll down his face into his beer. Mr. Bragg, the modern man, doubts it.
Now.
Well, I'll show him. I'll show you. Where's the portable radio?
Really, Mr. Lindsay, I don't know what you're so...
Where's the portable radio, Mrs. Nielsen?
In the kitchen, but...
He's nuts.
Now, really?
Nuts, that's all.
Miss Brown, you may thank your lucky stars that you never married that man. Ruth!
Here, this'll settle it. Listen, Mr. Bragg.
Time, weather, and...
Well?
Right around here on the dial.
Sorry. I gotta watch Gunsmoke. It's on in 4 minutes.
So soon?
That's our show.
Well, come along, then. We'll get our regular seat on the sofa. Do you remember what station it was?
Station? No. Oh, wait a minute. Yes. The announcer said... what was it? Oh, yeah. WPDA. WPDA. This little radio won't pick it up. See? What do you expect on such a dinky rig? Come on up to my room and listen to it on a real set.
Ed, are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Come on. The more, the merrier.
Might as well, hey, Vinny? I'd like to hear that station, if it's still on. Well, look at it there. Right where it used to be.
I can't seem to get it. But I'm positive, I tell you.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble.
Do you really think so, Professor?
Why don't we call the station?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Check the directory first.
Let's see. Radio stations. It doesn't seem to be listed.
You could try information.
Here's a coin, Ed.
Thanks, Professor. Hello? Information? Could you please give me the number of WPDA? That's a radio station. Yeah, yes. WPDA in New Jersey. Right. Yes, I'll hold on.
You say you heard Major Bowes.
Major Bowes, that's right.
round and around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Yes, hello? Are you sure? Could you check with your supervisor? You did. Well, thank you, operator.
Well?
According to the supervisor, WPDA's been out of business for 13 years. Can you beat that?
Maybe you heard some other state or some other country. It has shortwave, doesn't it?
No. The announcer said Cedarburg.
I could check the paper to see if it's listed in the radio section, but if it's out of business...
I heard it. I know I did.
Professor, is it so impossible?
Impossible? That's a dangerous sort of word these days, Vinny. Well, you take things for granted now that we called impossible just a few years ago. Let's call it highly unlikely.
Then what did I hear?
I don't know, Ed. I don't know. See you downstairs.
Ed?
I'm busy.
Professor?
Yes?
Do you believe he heard those programs?
I believe he thinks he did.
The policies of the United States. Tonight, the President of the United States delivers his fireside chat, which has long been awaited as a clarification of national policy.
Vinny! Professor Ackerman! Professor!
You really are a marshal. You want to go with him, Abby? Or you want to stay here and dodge?
Professor Ackerman!
I don't want to see him.
Come back up! Quick! Quick! I've got it!
Okay, Ed. We're coming.
Why bother? You ain't gonna hear nothing but static.
Come on, Vinny.
Really, Professor, you shouldn't encourage the poor man.
That's enough, Ruth.
I'm right. You'll see. He's gone completely psychological.
I want to teach you a lesson. That's where you made your mistake.
You say you've got the signal.
Sorry. Now I've lost it. I was listening to it, and then I lost it as soon as you came up the stairs. Why should it stop every time somebody else comes around? Why?
Well, you keep trying. We're bound to hear it eventually. Good evening to you, Ed.
Yeah, we're bound to. I'll get it again. Well, what do you want, Minnie?
Nothing, Ed. I just thought we might talk a little. Do you mind?
No, talk away, but don't come too close. I might lose control at any second, you know, climb the walls, bark like a dog.
Oh, Ed.
Well, that's what you think, isn't it? All of you. Poor old Ed. He's gone ding-dong, lost his marbles.
No, that isn't what I think at all. If you'll sit down and be quiet, I'll tell you what I think.
Sure, why not?
Right now, Ed Lindsay, you're just about the meanest, sourest, most cantankerous old man on the face of the earth.
Thanks.
And I'm not much better. We've been living like two hermits under the same roof for 20 years, staring at each other every morning, day in and day out, for 20 long years. Wondering what went wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You know perfectly well what I'm talking about, only you won't admit it. We were going to be married, Ed Lindsay.
You had to mention that, huh?
Now, don't you get your back up. I'm not trying to change anything. It's too late for that. I'm just talking. We met right here in this boarding house, and it was here that you proposed. I wanted to set a date, but your mother was ill, you remember, so you decided to wait. And that's just what we did. We waited and waited
And by the time your mother died, it was too late.
Vinny, I'm not going
to... Don't interrupt. I've got to get this thing said. Oh, I know you haven't got any use for me now. I'm just a silly woman who knits and watches television, dyes her hair and grows old. You don't even like me anymore. And I don't blame you. You're a bachelor set in your ways. You can't change what you are, and neither can I. We had our chance and missed it, Ed. But I'll tell you one thing that's true. And I know it's true. You did love me as much as a man ever loved a woman. Didn't you?
Yes, Vinny. That's true. I did.
And now you love what we were, what we might have become together. So just about this time every year, it would have been our anniversary. You start getting unhappy. You want to go back and start over again.
That's not true.
Isn't it? Why do you think you keep hearing getting sentimental over you? That was our song, Ed, and the programs. We used to listen to them together in the dark.
I'd forgotten.
When you hear those programs, you're like a young man again, with all of life ahead of you. But it isn't so, Ed. It's all over between us. We missed our chance. We can't go back.
Then you think it's all been in my mind, don't you? You think I'm imagining I hear the radio. Well, you're wrong. Get out of here, Vinny. Get out and leave me alone.
If that's what you want.
Go on. I've got everything I need right here.
And Al Goodman and his orchestra.
Fred Allen. Attaboy. Here we go.
Well, how about joining Portland and me? Now we're walking down Main Street.
Which way?
Well, we're going over to buy a DeMarco Sisters record. You'll get a kick out of this tune.
What number is it?
Well, it's down by the station. And Earl, with Al Goodman and his orchestra and the five DeMarco Sisters, down by the station comes out something like this.
If you're 202, you'll get a treat
when you order a seat on the old...
Hello, Professor.
Oh, hello, Vinny. Just catching up with the newspaper.
Anything new in the world?
No, not really. More of the same. Prices are up, a storm in the wings, an election coming up. A debate in Washington. The more things change, eh? How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Haven't seen much of Ed lately.
I know. I hope I haven't...
Haven't what?
Made a terrible mistake.
Why, Vinny? What do you mean?
Perhaps we shouldn't have interfered.
Oh... That. Oh, don't worry yourself. It's for the better. You'll see.
Would someone answer that, please? I'm setting the table.
I'll get it. Who's there?
Delivery.
Yes?
Groceries for Mrs. Nielsen.
Thank you, young man. Take them on into the kitchen, would you please?
Yes, ma'am.
Here, I've got it, boy.
I can do it.
So can I, son. So can I. Here's a tip.
Gee, thanks.
Make it a dollar. Now, Give me those bags. Here we go.
I'll carry one, Ed. You'll hurt yourself.
Not a chance. I'm not under the ground yet.
Why, Mr. Lindsay.
Morning, Mrs. Nielsen. Here, I'll set them on the kitchen table.
Why, thank you. What's got into you?
Nothing, Vinny. Not a thing. I'm just feeling my old self is all. Beautiful morning, huh? Took a walk into town. You should try it sometime.
Lunch will be ready soon.
That's nice.
How about a game of checkers, Ed?
Can't. Let's pretend it's on in 5 minutes. Then there's Kay Kaiser, and then...
Would you like some lemonade? You must be tired.
Nope, not me. Hey, what's that funny-looking thing?
Hmm?
In the corner, with the rabbit ears on top. Oh, I remember. It's that unnecessary invention called the television. You know, I'll tell you something. When I first started listening to the radio again, I kept wondering what happened to the picture tube. Then I remembered. The picture's right here, between your own ears. Radio. Radio! I'll tell you, radio is a world that has to be believed to be seen. Hmm? Now, let's pretend. Let's see. What? Who's been in here? Do you know anything about it?
About what?
Someone's been in my room. Where is it? Where is it?
Calm down.
Where?
Ed, listen to me for a moment.
Where's my radio? You tell me or so help me. So help me.
Ed, I'll tell you.
I should have known it was you. You took away the one thing that meant anything to me. Well, what have you done with it?
The junk dealer.
What?
We were only trying to...
You gave my radio to the junk dealer?
Ed, wait. Please. Let me explain.
Look at all this. Ye old junk shop.
Help you?
You'd better hope you can.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you've got something of value here. If I can find it.
It's all valuable.
Oh, is that right? I see. Victrolas, washboards, broken lamps, old National Geographics. Must be worth a fortune, eh? Do a land office business, do you? People breaking down the doors to get in? Huh?
All depends on what you're looking for.
Get many radios?
Sure do. What's your pleasure? Philco, Crosley, RCA Victor, take your pick. Great pieces of furniture.
I'm looking for one in particular.
Which brand?
I'll know it when I see it. Had it for years and years. Big floor standing model. Fabric grill. A big yellow dial that lights up. Ever see one like that? Huh?
Plenty. Take a look around.
I shouldn't have to look far. You just got it in today.
Say, what are you getting at, mister?
My radio, that's what. Don't tell me you got more than one in this morning.
Oh, I get it. Changed your mind, did you?
No, I didn't change my mind. I never made the decision in the first place. There it is! Move that dirty old box off the top.
Careful, fella. It's not yours now.
No, it's yours, is it? Don't even have a price tag on it yet.
Oh, say $50.
Let me get this straight. A couple of misguided friends think they're doing me a favor. You hold it for a couple hours, and you want to charge me $50 for the privilege?
Make it 40.
$40 for my own property.
Not anymore.
And you're determined to make a profit, huh?
I might go down to 25.
You might go down to zero, because that's what it costs you. Nothing.
A man's got to make a living.
Oh, he does, huh? Well, not this time. Consider it a public service. Returning property to its rightful owner, that's what.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Well, just what do you think? Taking what's mine.
My man picked it up in the truck, signed a receipt.
Yes, but I didn't get the receipt. And there's only one rightful owner, me. Now, if you don't want to get reported for trafficking in stolen goods, you'll put it right back on that truck and deliver it to the same address by the end of the day, no later. Carry it upstairs and install it exactly where you found it. Is that clear?
$10 for the delivery.
Where's the phone? I'll call the cops right now.
Hold on, old man.
And it better still work. I'll tell you that. If it don't, it's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost a lot of people. Right in there, at the foot of the bed.
It's okay?
And don't forget to plug it in.
Sure, pal. Why don't I polish it up while I'm at it?
That'll do. Now get out.
No tip, I guess.
I've got a tip for you. Keep your nose out of other people's business. Go on. Go! This better work.
The Tommy Dorsey Show.
Oh, thank God. Vinny! Vinny! Vinny, come up here quick. I've got it. I really got it now.
Ed, what's the matter? What's wrong?
Vinny, do you hear that?
What?
The radio. Come up here.
December 7th, 1940.
America is at war. Great 1940 Plymouth.
Do you hear it? They're playing I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, Vinny. It's Tommy Dorsey.
I know, dear.
Vinny, what did you do to yourself?
Do?
That dress and your hair. You're all done up.
Nothing special. I only wanted to look nice for you.
Vinny, do you hear it? They're playing direct from the Aragon Ballroom.
It's on this time every Thursday night. And then there's Ed Wynn and Fred Allen and... Ed, you look so peculiar.
I do?
Nice, of course. Your coat and tie, your hair combed back. But what's that expression? Is something the matter? Between us?
No, nothing at all. Nothing on earth that I can think of.
That's a relief.
Vinny, may I have this dance?
Well, kind sir, my dance card is full. But I suppose I could make an exception. Just this once, for someone as handsome as you.
Oh, Vinny, Vinny.
Hold me close, Ed. So close that nothing will ever break us apart.
Vinny. Dear, dear Vinny.
Be gentle with me, because I'm sentimental over you.
Around and around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. All Ed Lindsay knows is that he desperately wanted a second chance and was too proud to ask. But he finally got it through a strange and wonderful time machine called a radio in the Twilight Zone.
Static, starring Stan Freberg with Stacy Keach as your narrator, was adapted for radio by Dennis Etchison and written for The Twilight Zone by Charles Beaumont from a story by O.C. Rich. Heard in the cast were Ann Whitney, David Darlow, Ellie Weingart, Bernie Landis, Christian Stolte, Jeff Lupitan, Doug James, Carl Amari, Alyssa Fraden, and Elizabeth Lido. Original radio excerpts heard in this Twilight Zone episode provided by the First Generation Radio Archives, preserving radio's past for the future at www.radioarchives.org. To learn more about the Twilight Zone radio dramas and to obtain audio cassettes and CDs of these programs, visit our website at twilightzoneradio.com. The producers of the Twilight Zone wish to thank CBS Enterprises, Carol Serling, Dennis Etchison, Dick Brescia Associates, Claire Simon Casting, Terry Jennings, XM Satellite Radio, Sirius Satellite Radio, our sponsors, and our radio affiliates for helping make this series possible. This copyrighted radio series is produced and directed by Carl Amari for Falcon Picture Group. Audio editing, sound design, Foley effects, and mix for the Twilight Zone radio dramas are by Cerny American creatives Craig Lee, Michael Slabach, Bob Benson, and Jason Rizzo. To learn more about the Twilight Zone radio dramas and to contact us, visit our official website at twilightzoneradio.com. This is Doug James, transponding.
The Tommy Dorsey Show was brought to you, men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations, by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States.
Well, that's that. Now I've got a little bit of time left, so we're going to listen to something else interesting here. We're going to listen to the Marquettes from 1964. It's a record, and it's called Out of Limits from the Marquettes. Well, that's it. That was the Marquettes, and the record was called Out of Limits. Out of Limits, actually. A lot of people make that mistake. It was actually Out of Limits. Well, that's all I've got for you tonight. If you like The Twilight Zone, let me know. Or if you don't, we won't do another one. But if you do, then maybe we can do some more. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. Well, that's it from here. I'll be back again soon with some more. Until then, have a great evening.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot. And really great work tonight. You set him up. Now it's time for me to do what I do best, and that is knock them down. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that's just about going to do it for this week's broadcast of Michael's Saturday Night Surprise. But as always, we will be back again. All you need to do is come back and join us. I've said it before, and I'll say it once more. You know where, you know when, and you know how. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or maybe even a request or two, please address them via email to mikeameli@earthlink.net. That's mikeameli@earthlink.net. We will soon be releasing the key and returning the room to you, the listening audience. Please do with it as you wish, for as long as you wish. But just remember, be nice to one another. On behalf of myself and the rest of the MSS crew, have a great night, a great weekend, and goodbye.